Now, summer is almost here and many of us will be planning holidays all around WA or the world, but for travellers with a disability, some destinations might not be an option. Spinal Life Australia has been investigating the best accessible tourism regions in WA and are looking at where things need to improve. To tell us more about their investigation, we're joined by Advocacy Officer Karen Harvey. Thanks for joining me on the record this morning.
Well, you're welcome.
So to start off, can you tell us a little bit about Spinal Life Australia?
Oh, for sure. Spinal Life Australia is a non-profit organisation. So we sort of have lots of different things. We're like a service provider for people with disabilities. But in regards to access and inclusion, we have very strong views on advocating for access and inclusion. So we have a number of advocacy officers. And I'm based over here in Perth. So we've got a mixture of staff between Perth and Brisbane.
So what is it like for people to travel with a disability?
It can be a bit difficult at times. Because we live in an able-bodied world, so if I didn't have any of the resources that we're trying to create now, I would have to investigate possibly for a couple of days if I was looking for accommodation or if I was wanting to go out for a night at a restaurant. I'd need to see if there was any access to the actual building, like steps. I'd have to check if they had accessible toilets and things like that. So those things are sort of the barriers that stop people with disabilities sometimes going out and participating in those sorts of things.
And like
so with the projects that I've been... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, please continue.
So with the projects that I've been working on, we've sort of been reviewing places and doing reports on them and also sort of making suggestions on how they could potentially improve their tourism offering or their business and talking to local governments about better accessibility and inclusion for tourism.
So tell us a bit more about the process of the review. When you were looking into different tourism regions, what kind of things were you looking for to see how accessible it was?
For instance, when we were doing a review of, say, accommodation, we would start where the experience starts. So that would be the car park. So we'd be looking at, is there accessible car parking? And then you've basically got to travel the whole path of the person with a disability's experience. So can they access the path? What type of front doors are they? Are there, can they open them easily? Are they self-opening or push-pull type? Then you get to reception and can we converse with a person with a disability on the reception? You know, sometimes reception barriers can be a little bit high. Mm. So it can be a little bit intimidating sort of putting your head up high over a high counter. So it's sort of a step-by-step process of what a person may have to go through. So then we look at, you know, lift access and go into the room and the height of the bed, the bathroom. So it can be quite in-depth for, say, you know, a accommodation. And then it would be a little bit different for, say, a park, or it would be different again for, like, a regular business, like a restaurant. But basically it starts from the parking and goes right through the tourism that you'd go through and just double check that it's all accessible. And if not, sort of just make suggestions on how it can be.
So from your report, what were some of the main points that you found for the regions that you investigated?
Well, we did four projects. I've done Rockingham and two in Mandurah, and I've just finished a Geraldton one. I would say that Mandurah and Rockingham are sort of doing really well with accessible tourism. You know, we were able to partner with Visit Mandurah and the local government there. So some local governments are really good and really wanting to push accessible tourism or really wanting to push access and inclusion, and some sort of weren't so much. You know? So, yeah, so we're just out there advocating for better access and access and inclusion.
And Spinal Life Australia has just launched the Australian Accessible Tourism Alliance. Can you tell us a little bit more about this alliance?
Yeah, it's if you go to spinal.com.au, we've got a webpage set up, and it's a page of resources, really. So there's a free accessibility business toolkit checklist on there. We've got a link to our Accessible Australia web app, which is you can list your business on there and put what accessibility features you have, and people with disabilities can find your business. But it's also a web app for people with disabilities to go and find places, but also write reviews for other people to research and find those places.
So what's the group hoping to achieve with the launch of the Australian Accessible Tourism Alliance?
Accessibility all round, just making all those network connections, providing free resources to people that do want to make their accessibility changes within their businesses, just networking basically. So, yeah, we're all about, I know that in Queensland we've done a lot of work, and now they're going to have a year of accessible tourism, and they've got a lot of funding over there to have an accessible tourism year. I'd love for the McGowan government to get behind accessible tourism over in WA as well, because it's a huge market for tourism that is quite often not tapped into.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are the broader benefits of accessible tourism for tourist regions and operators?
Well, one of five people have a disability, so that's like 20% of your potential market. Studies show that for every dollar that you put in to make your business accessible, you get $13 back. So it's not only beneficial on a financial scale, but it's beneficial on a community inclusiveness scale as well. You know, so with accessible tourism, you not only have the ability to get further sales, further business, but, you know, we do become a more inclusive community.
And that first step really is educating tourist operators and the different tourism regions and the community to understand there is a very big need for accessible tourism. And not only can it help people with disabilities, but it can help everyone to just have a better accessible way of life.
For sure. It's an all-round win-win situation. So that's why we're really advocating for it. And, a lot of us that are actually going out and doing the work, we have lived experience. You know, we have a disability, so we can give first-hand knowledge of doing like a functional review of a place.
So yeah. From your review, what still needs to improve at WA tourism destinations?
Just more networking. I believe that the WA tourism should and local governments should be networking together to come up with a plan to really push this accessible tourism. That they push tourism in other areas, and I think it's just time to really push accessible tourism and really start to make those changes so we can have access for all and get all these positive things happening.
Well, thank you so much, Karen, for joining me on the record this morning and telling us about the really important review that yourself and the team at Spinal Life Australia have been conducting.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. That was Karen Harvey from Spinal Life Australia talking about great accessible tourism options in WA and how we can still improve. If you do want to find out more about Spinal Life Australia and the Accessible Tourism Alliance, you can go to spinal.com.au and have a look under the Resources tab.